killing of Cecil the Lion has attracted great public attention. It's attracted a lot of passionate debate. The issue of the legality or illegality of the killing of that lion is a matter for the authorities in Zimbabwe to take account of. The media reports that I've read, and I haven't had a chance to look at it beyond that, suggest that the Zimbabwe authorities say this was an illegal kill of the lion known by the name Cecil, and we expect the Zimbabwean authorities to take the necessary action in accordance with national laws.
So looking at lions, you know, worldwide, how does CITES, you know, consider them? Are they an endangered species or they can just be killed?
Under CITES, we have three appendices, and there are two appendices that are of relevance here. We have Appendix 1, and Appendix 1 sets out those species that are already threatened with extinction, and for those species there is no commercial trade, and that includes about 3% or less than 1,000 of the species that are listed under CITES. The Asian lion is on Appendix 1. Appendix 2 includes those species that are not yet necessarily threatened with extinction, but they could become threatened if you don't strictly regulate their trade. And the African lion is on Appendix 2, which means it can be traded internationally, subject to meeting the strict regulatory requirements of CITES. There have been proposals in the past to uplist the African lion to Appendix 1, but they haven't succeeded. But the African lion is also subject to a periodic review at the moment through our Animals Committee, which is looking at where lions fit in the schemes of the hierarchy of listings under CITES. The next opportunity will be September 2016, Johannesburg, South Africa, to consider any proposals that may come forward in relation to not only the African lion, should a country propose to look at whether it should be uplisted, or any other species, including species that are not yet listed under CITES.